right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, March 20th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have an 8-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 3-game NHL slate, and then we have golf teeing off tomorrow. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord if you're trying to become a better DFS player. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and on Saturdays, I do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in, ask questions, get your questions answered, and, you know, just get on the path to winning. So before we get started, wanted to mention that, you know, with golf starting back up tomorrow, there is still time to sign up for our PGA Mini Challenge. It is a 4-week challenge that we're doing. There are prizes that you can win each and every week, which is why I say that it's not too late to get in on the action. So if you guys are not signed up and you plan on playing the $3.20 max birdie contest on DraftKings, get signed up and get in on the free prizes here. So follow the to enter guidelines here. And I just dropped the link to this form in the YouTube chat. That way you guys can have easy access to it. But with that said, we're going to jump right in here. And it looks like our first question came in the Discord from Ski Basher. So let's get this one in the chat. Question says, I've been away for a bit, so maybe someone could just paste me the answer, but curious the rationale for eliminating the SS Live projection. Thanks. Not exactly sure what you mean with like eliminating it. You know, things have like moved around a little bit. So I think that, you know, this is probably like a good point of contention to talk about. You know, you guys don't need to adjust your source in my projections to SS Live when you late swap. And the reason for that is because it doesn't really matter when constructing lineups how the players who are locked have already done, because you can't add or remove them at that point. They're already stuck in your lineups. And what the builder is doing, the builder is looking at what positions are left and how much salary is left. It's running builds, and then it's looking at, hey, from the positions and salary remaining, how do we construct the best possible lineup? Now, where live projections come into account is in the contest sim. So at that point, now the builder is saying, okay, how do we project this lineup? Where do we project this lineup to end up? Like what is the actual fantasy points that we think it's going to achieve? And how does that compare to the other lineups in the contest? That is where the live projections come into account. So as far as doing your late swap, you don't need to use SS Live as your source. What's important is that SS Live is your source when running your live contest sim. And that toggle is on by default. If you could go and create a contest sim, you're going to see use live sims if available is on automatically, and use live field lineups if available is also on automatically. All right. Good question there. Question here from Init to Bink It. Question says, will we be supporting UFL starting next week? Yes, we will. I believe the first game for UFL is on March 30th. So we're about 10 days out here. So 2 days after MLB opening day. So we're going to get pretty busy here. We're going to have some NBA going on. We're going to have NHL. We're going to have MLB starting up. We're going to have UFL starting up. So definitely going to be a fun time to be playing some DFS. And then obviously we saw like the golf sweat each and every week. So DFS has been a little slow like these past couple months after NFL ended, but definitely picking back up here heading into April. So I'm sure excited. Hope you guys are too. All right. Question from Frizzled. Question says, Say you are reviewing contests and notice your sim ROI is lower than other players consistently. How do you go about increasing it? What about sim average score? How do you get more unique lineups? Okay, so three questions here, right? The overarching question is, hey, you know, if I'm reviewing my lineups and my sim average score is low, how do I go about increasing it? And then, you know, with a couple sub questions, right? So this is like probably just like a good time to like go back to yesterday and review some lineups, right? So let's say I'm wondering if we should just like review my own lineups. So yesterday I played the night slate. So let's go over to the night slate and we'll go and find myself. All right. So I'm going to go to the night slate. And I'm going to go find a contest that I played. All right, I'm going to pull up this $1.20 max that I played. The delay. So now that I have the $1.20 max pulled up, I'm going to close the contest tab. I'm going to open up the players. I'm going to go to users. And I'm mostly caring about players that maxed out the contest, right? So if I go to entries, I'm going to go to equals 20 here. And then I'm going to go to sim ROI and I'm going to sort descending here. And let's see where I ended up because I'm not sure. Okay, maybe I didn't play this one. Let's go and find the contest that I played. Okay, total prize pool, max entries 20. Oh, okay, so this was they opened up like a second $1.20 max. So let's go to the main one. All right. So users, entries max, sim ROI descending. So I actually came in second here in sim ROI. So I'm sure like, you know, because I'm using the tools and, you know, that is like a little bit part of it. But let's like compare and let's see, you know, what I could like find out here, right? You know, if anybody else played this contest and is like watching, just drop your username in the chat. And if you guys played the $1.20 max on the night slate, I would be happy to like compare our two portfolios and give you guys some thoughts. So if anybody's around and wants to do that, let me know. All right. I'm going to give somebody a minute here to drop something in the chat. And then I'm going to answer this question from Zach really quick. So Zach said, how do you balance your own personal opinions versus the outcomes of the sims? I'm a NASCAR player and create my own projections, but want to balance that with the tech and success of SaberSim. Okay, good question. So, you know, when I build lineups, I am a little opinionated. You know, I'm doing like some research and trying to find things that like I want to include in and trying to find a little bit of edge outside of the tool, right? So honestly, my favorite way to do that is to never be under the field on the players that I perceive to be good. So in my opinion, the most neutral thing you can do on a slate is match ownership. So if I'm going to match ownership, that means that, you know, if this player does good, then I have as many shares as the average player does in this contest. And then if this player does bad, well, at least, you know, as many of my lineups sink, like that's what I'm expecting the field to do. So what I will do is like, hey, no matter what, I don't want to be under on this guy. Or inversely, like, hey, maybe SaberSim loves this person, but I don't. It's like, hey, no, at most, I want to be like neutral with this person. So basically taking their ownership, using that as like my starting point, and then deciding, do I want to go above? Do I want to go below? Do I want to go at least above? Do I want to go at least below and do something like that? So like matching exposure to ownership in the min or max form, depending on how I feel about the player, is one of my favorite ways to include some of my personal opinions with the results from The Sims. All right. So nobody got back to me here on this contest flashback idea here. But what I would say is that, you know, compare a couple things, right? Let's say that I'm comparing myself to the person above me, right? I have like 66% Sim ROI. Somebody has 89%, right? So like, what are the big differences here? So is it salary? You know, am I using too little salary? No. You know, I'm using 49,930 average and theirs is 49,895. Okay. You know, our win rates are super similar, 2.34% versus 2.27. Our average dupes are both zero. They have 15 unique lineups. I have 17. Now, this is where I would say that, you know, the other 20% Sim ROI that they're seeing comes into play. Their Sim average score is 255.61. My Sim average score is 246.76. So on average, their lineups are scoring about 9 points higher than mine do, which I think is like probably the biggest discrepancy here. So something that I could probably take away from this is like, hey, you know, maybe I need to play some higher projected lineups and maybe I'm sacrificing too much projection, maybe to get unique. That doesn't seem to be the case for this person, but I do have two more unique lineups than them, but you know, we still both have zero average dupes. But if I were to say, hey, how do I take my 20 lineups and go from 66% Sim ROI to 89%, which this other person is seeing, is like, well, their Sim average score is like way higher than mine. So like, that is something that you could take away from this, right? Let's say you are, you know, this PPAS person, right? And I go in and look at them. Well, one thing that really stands out to me is that, hey, they have four average dupes and they only have two unique lineups. Their Sim average score is good, you know, 253. But if I were this person with this 53% Sim ROI and I'm trying to take that and increase it to the top of this leaderboard, hey, maybe I need to focus on average dupes. Maybe, you know, I'm playing too chalky of lineups and I need to play more unique lineups. And the best way to do that is to use some type of geometric mean formula. So what I would do is go over to our support library here. So top right corner, go to help. So open up our support library, go to frequently asked questions. And in the show you how to apply it across all subscriptions, standard, pro, ultimate. It'll show you how to apply it as a rule, as a filter, post build with a custom metric. So, you know, if I were trying to play more unique lineups, this is what I would be doing on that front. So, as far as, you know, trying to play more unique lineups, this is going to be one of your best ways to do it. And then, you know, we did talk about Sim average score, which was one of the questions that came up here. So hope those things give you some ideas about how to use contest flashback and then what to do once you figure out what you're doing there. All right. Question from Sam. Sam said, golf has a massive player pool, and I can't imagine falling on the winning combination without making some kind of player pool adjustments or stands, since there are so many combinations that can be created. Granted, SaberScore will bring the best lines based on the metrics it considers to the top, but that will happen Good question. You know, I don't mind curating your player pool like at all. You know, if you're like, you know what, I am just never going to play like this type of player. Well, then honestly, you know what I would probably recommend is like, just go and set like a player pool filter, right? Even something as simple as average projection. Like if I wanted to come in here and, you know, usually there's like 150 golfers and maybe I just want to get rid of like the bottom, you know, section here. Maybe I just go and set a filter like, hey, open up my filters, click add, you know, show players with my projection greater than, I don't know, 45. And then automatically what that's going to do is remove all players whose projections are less than 45. You know, one thing that like makes me feel good about this is you can just like see their ownerships, right? Like their ownerships are so low, basically because they're not like the best plays, right? A lot of these are like dart throws. You could probably win this contest without going that deep in the pool. So I think 45 is like a fine number here, right? Like our last guy to make the cutoff is like 3% ownership here. So in golf, you know, there's usually like a good reason people are playing players. So, you know, all these guys that are 0% owned, they're probably 0% owned for like a really good reason. And so I don't mind just like chopping them off. Usually in golf, you're not going to need the optimal lineup to win just because there's a big player pool. You know, you have the cut line, so you don't have to worry about finding an optimal and like getting rid of like a potential optimal player or something like that. There are plenty of ways to build a winning golf lineup. So I would just experiment with some type of player pool filter and, you know, settle on a number that makes sense to you. You know, I used 45, maybe you like 40, maybe you like 50, you know, depends how tight you want to get your pool. One thing that you can do here is like download the table on the home screen. And then this will allow you to figure out like, hey, when I do this change, how many players are left in my player pool? So what I would do is open this up. I would add a filter to row one, and then I would go to my projection. I would set that same filter, so greater than or equal to 45, and then I would just see how many players are left and be like, hey, am I okay with a player pool of X size? So when I do 45, it takes my player pool down to 69 players, as opposed to without the filter, what am I at? I am at 155. So setting a projection of filter of 45 takes me from 155 golfers down to approximately 70. Now you need to decide like, hey, are you okay with that? I think it's fine. But you could mess around with the number a little bit and make a different determination. But all right, we are all caught up with questions in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys tuning in here. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, for our next show at 4 p.m. Eastern. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.